Bye.
All right. So,
so you guys still have smoke over there?
Oh, yeah. It's a little better today than it was yesterday, but it was pretty bad.
Yesterday was bad. I was over there yesterday.
Yeah, it was. It was terrible. Okay, so we're all back here, and we're in open sessions. Albert's back here with us, and we're just talking about carrying on with the battle on the ad valorem tax issues. We'd certainly appreciate your help in continuing down that road, and we're going to have John continue to help us out where he can and such. So. Do you have anything for us at this point, a plan of attack or anything?
I'm sure he told you everything. The biggest thing is that you guys, I think, can do is get a hold of your counterparts in Campbell County and make sure that Von Flattern keeps his spine.
Okay.
I think that's the big thing is I think we have an opportunity, you know, whether it'll pan out or not, I don't know, but I think we have an opportunity if he just can shoot for the moon. He can always fail, but...
Do you think there's a chance with Eli now? It sounds like maybe he's thought things over and realized the impact this might have on the state.
Yeah, I think there is a chance there. I usually Eli's not... I mean, John maybe disagree with me, but I think Eli's usually not afraid to tell you what he thinks. And he seemed to be open.
That's a switch
enough
from last year.
I think I think there was clear back to the oil and gas and mining wasn't on the call, but and the bankers, I think people went back. I think everybody probably left with the assumption that people are going to maybe have to work together, but you never know about politics, right? So.
Perhaps maybe you can touch bases with them at Waco.
I'll be seeing the Campbell County folks this week.
This week, yeah, okay. All right.
So I think I mentioned to John that all the pressure that everybody's under as far as funding education, all of this money is pretty much education money.
It is.
That's disappearing.
Yep.
So another basket of goods that can be gathered up if everybody gets on the same page.
And I think that's a good selling point to Eli is you want to collect the taxes you're due or you want to charge everybody some more taxes?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much it. Yeah.
Right, so. Right. So I think we've got a path forward then, Albert. We'll work on our constituent, or not our constituents, our fellow commissioners.
Yeah, and John's the one. I mean, he knows the issue better than anybody else.
Okay.
So it's important. Yeah. In fact, Eli named him to.
Okay.
He wanted him to work with the bankers to try to figure this out.
Good.
So.
Good. And John, if you can just kind of keep us posted on any developments and where we're headed.
I will. I'll kind of keep you in the loop, but as you guys know, sometimes when you're doing this, it evolves slowly, and then kind of depends on what the legislature decides to do. But
you bet. Okay, excellent. Do you have anything further for us, John?
No, I don't know if just a direction from you guys. I'm fine with the direction. I don't know if you need to do a motion or not, but I'm fine with the marching orders that were given me. So.
Yeah, and I don't think we need to revisit that with a motion at all, honestly. Continue where we're at.
I'm fine. I'll take the marching orders and do what I'm told.
Okay. Sounds
John,
great.
John, add this to your resume, too, on that Distinguished Alumni Award.
Not doing that.
I just want to know the distinguishing part.
Well, we're not even going to go there.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. It must be a low threshold.
I'm taking the high road with this, John.
Besides that, he's having some fun with it, too, you know.
Yeah, sounds like. Yeah. All right, thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
Yeah. See ya.
See ya. Bye.
See ya, John.
Just lift that receiver up and put it back in.
Distinguishes him from you.
That's right.
All right, Sam. That's what we'll do, Albert. Thank
you guys got anything else for me while you got me captured? Anything?
Been so busy putting up hay, I haven't been thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll call you.
Okay. I'm starting to draft bills, so okay. If anybody
has anything we want to talk about?
Yeah, the opioid thing, I'm still working on it, Doc. When I get something put together solid, I'll let you.
Do you want to
get together and talk about that
in September?
Yeah, I would. If you guys got time sometime.
Cindy Piney.
What's that?
Our next meeting, Cindy Piney.
Yeah, whenever you guys are wanting to do have a discussion about
Don't you put him on our schedule then sometime?
Well, I think you ought to get Marty and Dan and Fred.
That's what I'm saying.
Let me throw out an email to everybody and we'll get it going.
Get us all on a schedule.
So when I get that opioid thing, I'll run it by you.
Yeah.
The other one I thought was a little too complicated, but it may need that, so I'm going to work with some other folks to look at.
And I'm not clear on some of the language on that in terms of the
you and me both.
the electronic, how to use electronic prescription, and distinguishing between prescribed and dispensed. There is a difference, and I'm not a fan of having to use electronic dispensing methods if you don't need to. Maybe on schedule two, but I can't see schedule three and four and five. But we'll talk about that.
I'm sure you are.
And I don't understand all the different schedules.
Yeah, right.
And so that's been I am probably the one person that shouldn't be drafting this bill, but I'm going to draft it.
All right.
I
just need some clarification on some language about the requirement for electronic prescribing. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'll just give you a quick example. Let's say you and I up in Jackson skiing or something or having a meeting or whatever, and I run into you and say, Doc,